Elimination of waste. Lean systems try to drive waste out of the supply chain or network, leaving only value-added activities. Organizations that do not use lean systems can still use these waste reduction principles, at least to some degree, to improve profitability. One of the goals that lean strives for is to produce only what is wanted, in the best quality, at the lowest cost, and using the shortest lead time possible by eliminating waste in all of its forms. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines waste as any activity that does not add value to the good or service in the eyes of the consumer. Even the best of planned manufacturing and assembly processes still encounter waste. The goal is to minimize or eliminate the non-valued added activities, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. An activity that does not add value to a product. An example is moving a product from one work center to another inside a facility. One aspect of continuous improvement is the elimination or reduction of non-value-added activities. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines waste-related lean terms in part as follows. MUDA, waste. In lean manufacturing, costs are reduced by reducing waste within a system. MIRI, a Japanese word meaning strain or overburden. NIRA, a Japanese word meaning unevenness or variability. If activities that do not add value to the consumer can be removed without affecting the process negatively, they are considered waste and should be eliminated. When examining waste, there are several things organizations should be looking for. MUDA comes in many varieties, ranging from overproduction and overprocessing to nonconformities, task switching, unnecessary wait times, unused employee creativity, work and process issues, and excess inventory. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines nonconformity as failure to fulfill a specified requirement. Before an organization can minimize waste, it must learn about waste so it can identify it in its many forms. One method for identifying waste is seven wastes, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. The common forms of waste identified in the lean or just-in-time philosophy that limit improvement. These include overproduction, inventory waste, motion waste, defects, waiting, and transport waste. These are often referred to as Shingo's seven wastes, named after Shigeo Shingo, a pioneer in the lean or just-in-time philosophy. Exhibit 6-16 shows the original seven forms of waste, plus an eighth waste added later. All are examples of things workers and managers need to eliminate or minimize. Overprocessing or related forms of MUDA can occur when products are poorly designed. The design of components may prevent them from being produced in the most economical way. The design of parts may hinder manufacturing operations, such as requiring special handling or requiring excess material to be removed unnecessarily. Lack of standardized parts can reduce efficiencies as manufacturing processes scale up, limiting batch sizes. Excessive parts requirements can increase difficulties and costs associated with planning of material flows and sourcing suppliers. The best way to find MUDA from the customer's perspective is to review every process in the organization and simply ask, if I were the customer, would I be happy paying for this activity? If the answer is no, it's time to look at the process and see where the MUDA lies in it, if at all, and take the proper steps to eliminate it if feasible. This might be done, for example, using a current and future state value stream mapping exercise. One way to reduce people waste related to the wrong number of workers in the wrong areas is through Shubjinka, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. Continually balancing the number of workers in a work center to meet demand with a minimum number of workers to improve flow. It requires a line design, for example, U-shaped, that supports varying the number of workers. It is important to remember that waste prevention is at least as important as waste elimination. An organization could start with the big picture wastes first and then progress to a more micro-level examination of wastes. Another approach would be to tackle the low-hanging fruit, the easy-to-fix wastes, first to build up support for larger, more involved projects.